From Michigan to Texas now, where one school has decided to arm some of its staff. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin.
School Superintendent David Tweed of the small town of Harold, northwest of Fort Worth, decided it was time to arm his staff in 2006. In Harold, there's only one school, kindergarten through 12, 103 students. Before 2006, there had already been enough carnage that Tweed had installed cameras and magnetic locks that could be thrown at the first sign of trouble. But then came the shooting at an Amish schoolhouse in October of 2006. 10 girls were shot, ages 6 through 13.
And that concerned us because that was the milk delivery man. We would have let a milk delivery man into our school. We would have allowed him to come in. Then we would have had an active shooter.
Then, 6 months later, Virginia Tech, 49 shot, 32 dead.
Basically, our plan was Virginia Tech. You lock the doors, secure it, and then get the kids under the desk or get them out of the way of possible stray bullets. But that's exactly what everyone at Virginia Tech did.
So Thweet decided to arm several of his school staff. The tiny town of Harold is 20 minutes away from the nearest law enforcement responders, and that made everyone feel even more vulnerable. The superintendent won't say how many school staff are armed, so a potential shooter won't know. They've received extensive weapons training, and their guns are loaded with special polymer bullets that fracture into hundreds of relatively harmless pieces if the bullet misses its target. So now, when there's a nightmarish massacre of children at some distant school, Thweet says in Harold, parents don't dread their children could be next.
On Friday, there was an outpouring of grief from my parents and an outpouring of gratefulness that we had the policy in place to protect their children.
From the time of the first 911 call from inside of Sandy Hook Elementary reporting shots fired to the panic caller reporting the gunfire had stopped was about 4 minutes. Advocates of armed school security say there's another reason to arm the schools.
Why do you think this guy in Connecticut attacked a school instead of a police station?
St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch in Missouri says mass shooters target schools because they are unprotected. Cafeterias, waiting rooms, playgrounds, church sanctuaries, movie theaters, and classrooms. Fitch says they're treasure to cowards who want to murder as many as possible as quickly as possible without facing armed resistance.
What I'm saying is we need to give our kids and our schools a fighting chance. And the only way, I think, to do that until the police arrive on the scene is to have either a police officer that's assigned to that school or armed security. And plan B is, if you can't do that, you can't afford that, you should consider allowing school personnel with proper training to be able to have a firearm at the school.
Most Americans reject the idea that the answer to gun violence is to shoot our way out of every situation.
Jonathan Lowy is the director of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence Legal Action Project. Lowy says the discussion about arming schools is a distraction. Lowy says in this country, 40% of gun sales have no background check done whatsoever.
I really believe that this shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary has the potential to be a seminal, galvanizing moment in America's history of dealing with gun violence. 100,000 Americans are shot every year, 30,000 of them fatally. What can we do to save the most lives?
In answer to the advocates of armed security in schools, Lowy points to the Brady Center's namesake, James Brady. Brady was standing in one of the most protected places on the planet Earth when he was shot in the head and nearly killed. Standing next to President Ronald Reagan, both of them surrounded by the best security, the U.S. Secret Service. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.